Good morning. It is way too early. It is back to school. Back to school, back to school, to show my dad I'm not a fool. Whatever happened to Billy Madison's mom? Anyway, so I've been thinking a lot about the Harry and Meghan Netflix deal and the whole obsession by the media with, like, Harry and Meghan failed. Their deal was canned. Well, it wasn't canned. It was completed. Like, they fulfilled 5 years. That's the deal. My thing is, with all the analysis of the New Deal, I can't say that without thinking about FDR. What is wrong with me, truly? There's been a lot of discussion about if it's a downgrade, if Netflix is loosening their ties, the first look versus an all-encompassing agreement. What I haven't seen, though, is anyone take a step back and look at the bigger picture. You know, really, this next phase for Harry and Meghan. Phase one, to me, was we need to get all the deals. We need to get that bag. Royal security was pulled like 6 weeks after the Sandringham summit, and we're on this remote island in Canada with a baby, and we gotta pay. We gotta pay for our security. We gotta pay for our bills. We are not getting any help. Well, Prince Andrew gets to go on his merry way. They signed that huge Spotify deal. They signed that huge Netflix deal. Remember, 5 years ago, we were seeing more of these all-encompassing big dollar deals, getting big names, celebrities or public figures. Another example that's used a lot is the Obamas, because their trajectory with media is very similar to where Harry and Meghan are, at least with what we know of the deals that they have signed with Spotify, Netflix, and what the next phase has looked like. And of course, Harry's book deal. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, when they first got their deals, they were obviously predicated on sharing some of their story, especially with Netflix, and doing a documentary with Harry and Meghan. Of course, there was the outcries of like, they're just using the royal family and they're just, attacking the royal family. And it's like, no, it's actually largely about the media and the courtiers, the men in gray, as Princess Diana once called them. That was really what their problem was with. Like, if they wanted to go there, it would have been a lot hotter. It's like, if you're mad about them doing the documentary and the book and stuff, really who you should be mad at are the people making the deals. Be mad at Netflix. Be mad at the distributor for Prince Harry's book, who I can't remember off the top of my head. It's early. You know, be mad at the number of people who tuned in to watch, who indicated to these streamers, to these networks, that Harry and Meghan's story is one that people want to hear. Harry and Meghan's initial deals, yeah, they had something to do with the fact that they just left working royal life, and that is a story that people wanted to hear. But 5 years in, that's not the main reason that they have these deals anymore, or they've been able to renegotiate or create new deals. It's been very clear since Fair that there is a pivot now. For all the clamoring, Meghan doesn't mention that family's name. Her brands, what she's doing, is not about the royal family. Like it or not, there are plenty of people who connect with her, like her products. And when she makes something, wears something, it sells. And these new deals, like leaving Spotify for Lemonada Media, a first look deal, which we don't know what it's worth. The whole idea of if Harry and Meghan can survive without quote unquote trading in on the royal family or talking about the royal family, they're doing it. Netflix isn't making like a sympathy deal with Meghan. They did it because with Love, Meghan, whatever the numbers were, it did extremely well. And it certainly got that online viral moment that Netflix lives for. It's the dream. Plus they believe in her products as ever, her line, and they've invested in that. And they are working with her on that. I think there's been a little too much analysis and focus on the tree instead of the entire forest. Much focus on the Netflix deal and not overall these next phase deals that they are working out now that they are 5 years in and contracts are coming up. I hear a little one knocking on my door. I have one starting kindergarten today. Anyway, let me know what you think about the deals, about what's being covered, what's not being covered, what do you think is next? Just let's chat.